After months of criticism, Prague City Hall has finally admitted mistakes were made in the reconstruction of Charles Bridge, one of the capital's most significant landmarks. City Hall has fined itself some 54,000 crowns, that's just under $3,000 US, for the shortcomings, a fine which has been branded by some as meaningless and ridiculous. Rosie Johnston paid Charles Bridge, which is still under reconstruction, a visit and has this report.
It's not that summery here in central Prague, but the fairly grey weather hasn't really seemed to put off the hundreds of tourists here on the Charles Bridge. But as well as all of these tourists and people selling pictures and people playing music, I'm joined by one man who is altogether a regular on Charles Bridge, who is Richard Beagle, who, among other things, is on a committee which is chaired by the National Heritage Institute for Charles Bridge and kind of overseeing its reconstruction. So my first question to you, Richard, is can you tell me how the reconstruction's been going, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will be really my opinion because I cannot speak in the name of the Institute, but just like a member of this independent committee. In fact, I think that there are many problems. The committee was named because of great critics of the first phase of reconstruction who touch the balustrade and also surface of the bridge. And we had to constate that quality of the work, quality of project documentation, and some rapidity of reconstruction is really discutable. And this first etap cannot be really understood like successful.
Okay, so you said there were some problems with the workmanship. What were the problems with the workmanship?
It's a quality of the stone cutting, and I think that the problem is that the firm who was chosen for the first phase wasn't really able to do the work and the quality who is necessary for a monument of this important.
Do you think Prague Magistrat, Prague City Hall, is right to have fined itself for the way that this first stage of reconstruction has played out?
I think it's a little ridiculous for me. 50,000 crowns, it's nothing, and it's just a magistrat who will pay to magistrat. So it's ridiculous. I think a majority, if not all, problems was caused because of magistrat, and this is the choice of the firm, the rapidity of works. In fact, some parts of arrogance in treating with public. I think that this is really the magistrat who have to change behavior, and 55,000, it's ridiculous.
Its inspection of the first phase of reconstruction last winter, the Czech Culture Ministry said the bridge had been irreparably damaged by the shoddy repair efforts. The ministry considered and then dropped the idea of suing the firm behind the reconstruction, Mott MacDonald. With work still going on the Charles Bridge and a second phase of repairs to come, it's still not clear who, if anyone, will take the blame for the mistakes made so far. For now, it's the bridge's owner, Prague City Hall, fining itself to the tune of 54,000 crowns for what's widely considered to be a catalogue of errors that have altered the bridge's appearance.